Former President Obama says aliens are real.
Oh my gosh.
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in, what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
He says they're real.
Okay.
Says they're real. Where did he say they're real? At the very beginning.
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in...
that's the headline of the other day.
Is that out of context? Did he say something else before that?
No, the guy who's doing the interview, it was a lengthy interview, but this part in particular was about, you know, so, former president of the United States, you have all the information, tell aliens. They real? He said, they're real, but he has never seen them.
Man.
You know, the conspiracy is that they're all, like, these aliens and UFOs are being... hidden in Area 51 and, you know, studied and all the other stuff. And so President Obama says, well, no, I mean, unless it's a huge conspiracy that everybody's in on and they just didn't tell the president, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, right. But exactly.
You know what's interesting about that?
There's definitely life out there.
Because they've confirmed there's UFOs now. But that's just something that's unidentified. We don't know what it is. We don't know if it's the Earth. We don't know if it's the existence of alien life. But even when I noticed this, even each president that gets elected, and I believe Trump said something about this, it's almost like he's going to get to the bottom of it. And then when he gets to the bottom of it, he's like, doesn't talk about it. There's some kind of like, can't talk about it.
Maybe because your mind's blown.
Panic in the world. Somebody told them something where they're like, ooh, we can't talk about this. He was going to get the bottom of it. And then when he asked about it, he was like, oh, I'm trying to find. It's like he completely disengaged from it, which made me believe that they do know something, but it could scare the world.
Well, we keep getting, you know, little blips that come out every once in a while where it'll be a big headline news day with something else. And then on the side, it's like, government releases photos of first ever UFO. You're like, what?
Yeah,
how
I know.
Is this? What are we doing? What? Why
and then,
is this
and everyone's
not news?
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
For years, we're like, is it? And then when it actually happens, we're like, that's fine. Oh, yeah, we thought so.
Well, I mean, I don't know if a UFO, it would be an alien, though. I mean, there's unexplainable things. You've seen pilots and military people take photos and videos of things that don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But is it an alien? I don't know.
Do you know what I wondered right away when I was listening to the interview? I know as president, you have so much information and there's so many things that you cannot tell anyone. But at nighttime, you go into, you know, the White House, into your bedroom. You're just laying there. I mean, you're telling your partner, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
I would absolutely not be able to keep that to myself.
Not believe what they told me today.
Yes. I mean, you have to, right?
I think it'd be almost impossible not to.
I mean, I tell my spouse almost everything.
Yeah.
And things that, if she ever said anything, would be god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she does the same. And I have a problem sometimes where I forget that I'm not supposed to say anything. And I bring it up at a party. It's like, why did you say that? I'm like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah. I don't know. If I were the president or I was the spouse of the president, I would want to know all the things.
Absolutely.
But you're right. I would have a very hard time remembering.
Like, ooh, is that classified?
Especially if we're at a cocktail party. I've had a martini or two, and I'm like, so about those aliens?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would be a liability.
If I was interviewing Obama and he said they're real, and maybe he wasn't supposed to say that, and it slipped out. If he said they're real, I would question, like, what do you mean you're real? Well, they're real. What have you heard?
Well, he did go on to say that he had not seen them.
Right, but what makes him think they're real? Did you get information? Did they cause a problem?
I don't know.
Well, good thing all podcasters are definitely professional journalists.
Yes.
And know exactly how to conduct interviews.
Right.
I don't think aliens are being held at Area 51. I mean, I don't. I think it's just one of those, it's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle, you know, where everybody thinks crazy things. I mean, crazy things have happened there. There are aliens and UFOs being housed in Area 51.
I don't know about there, but I think maybe there's been crashed UFOs.
Uh-huh.
And then they go and they put it somewhere to study the technology or try to reverse engineer some of the stuff to figure out if they can use it as a weapon or something.